my wind crowded.
Hail the law, all the law, salvation is full and free. Spread the news, blessed news, all over the land and sea. Go preach
till
every nation. Salvation has been brought down.
Good evening.
Amen.
It is indeed an honor for me to stand here before you tonight.
Amen.
First of all, I want to thank Almighty God who loved us so much.
Amen.
That he sent his only begotten Son who bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, who was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And for that, we ought to be glad. So you see, I'm not here because I'm so good or because of anything that I've done. Oh, no. If I were where I was supposed to be tonight, let's just say it would be a whole lot warmer than it is right now. But it's only by God's amazing grace that I dare stand in this holy place.
Amen.
I want to thank our elders, our deacons, and especially Brother Gary Smith for this opportunity to stand before you. And I also want to thank my wife for creating an environment for me to flourish in.
All right.
The words of life revival.
Amen.
The words of life revival. I know that sometimes you may get tired of church activities. Everybody does from time to time. Even preachers do. But even some of Jesus' disciples, they got tired and stopped following him. If we look in John the 6th chapter, in verse number 37, Jesus asks a question to his disciples, "Will you also go away?" And in verse number 68, then Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." I hope that you know that we're not only expounding on the depth of meaning of some profound words or merely exploring their etymology, the knowledge of their origin of the words or their structure or their history. This can all add to your understanding of a passage, but quite the contrary. Words have power, and our purpose is revival, to give us words of life, God's words of eternal life, that we may experience revival, which will make the words a reality in our lives. Hebrews the 4th chapter and verse number 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart."
Amen.
So we go from knowing what a disciple is to becoming one, from hearing about a place called heaven to having our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, to go from knowing God's plan of salvation to being saved.
Amen.
We need a revival in our communities, on our jobs, in our church. We need a revival in our schoolhouse. We need a revival in our courthouse. We need a revival in our state house. We need a revival in the White House.
Amen.
We need a revival in our house.
Amen.
What we need is a revival in our hearts. Lord, we need a revival. Isaiah the 57th chapter and verse number 15 said, "For thus said the high and lofty one that inhabited in eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in a high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Tonight, we're going to just speak just for a moment about joy. Exultant gladness, triumphant exultation, or extreme happiness. Not because our team won today or you won the lottery, because it is the natural outcome of fellowship with God. "Thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is the fullness of joy." In Psalms the 16th chapter and verse 11. Christians should be the most joyful people in the world. The Bible says in Psalms, the 5th chapter and verse 11, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." Amen. The Bible says in Psalms, the 32nd chapter and verse 11, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Be righteous, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." Christians should be joyful, because if you are a child of God, you can say what the Bible says about you. As in Isaiah, the 54th chapter and verse 17, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." This is for God's people. And if you are a child of God, you can say, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." In Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2. If you are a child of God, you can say, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" And if you are a child of God, you can say, "We are more than conquerors." But sometimes we don't feel so joyful, and we need a little boost, a little kickstart to get us back into the game, to get us refocused on the prize. We need a revival. In Psalms, the 85th chapter and verse number 6, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thou people may rejoice in thee?" One of the benefits of revival is joy. Some of you know exactly what I mean. You've been through some tough times in your life. And God has always been there for you. And like the old folks used to say, "He done brought me from a mighty long way." But there may be someone here tonight who says, "I don't see anything remotely resembling joy in my life. All I see is pain and suffering, trials and tribulation, and more the same." But I'm here to tell you, don't give up. Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. Joy. Amen. Joy comes in the morning. Amen. In Psalms, the 30th chapter, starting at verse number 1. And this is a psalm and a song at the dedication of the house of David. In verse number 1, it say, "I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me." In verse number 2, "O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down into the pit." In verse number 4, it says, "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." In verse number 5, "For his anger endured but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." We don't have time to go through all the details, but King David came from being a poor shepherd boy, not favored by his father, but a man after God's own heart, to being anointed to become the next king after King Saul. From his brother being angry with him on the coming to the battlefield, supposedly to watch the battle, to killing Goliath and becoming the hero of the battle and also the hero of the nation Israel. He went from women singing his praises, Saul has killed his thousand and David his 10,000s, and marrying the king's daughter, to being hunted by King Saul, having to hide in caves like a common criminal. He went from being the champion of Israel to acting like a madman in Gath, Goliath's hometown, when they recognized him carrying Goliath's long sword. And you can imagine his sword long dragging, and David is carrying his sword in his hometown. They knew exactly who that sword belonged to. And to going from there to making a league with that same king, Achish, king of Gath, until Saul's death. God brought David from the sheepfolds to the court of the kings, from the strongholds of En-Gedi to a palace of Caesar built by the king of Tyre. So you see, David has something to rejoice about, and we do too, when we see what God has done for us over the years. So we see in verse number 1, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. What does that mean? I will extol thee. It means that I will exalt you.
Amen.
I will place you first and foremost in my thoughts and my affections.
Amen.
I will magnify you above my troubles. I will see you as you are, high and lifted up. The Most High God, the everlasting God,
Amen.
The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. And as Moses said, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God and a mighty, a terrible, which were not regarded, not persons, nor take it reward.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy 10:17, it means that I will seek first the kingdom of God
Amen.
And his righteousness.
Amen.
So why all this praise for God? Because God has lifted me up.
Amen.
The word that David used for lifted has the idea of being drawn out as from a well to deliver and set free. I'm reminded of Jessica McClure Morales. Maybe you don't recognize that name or you don't recognize her, but she was better known as Baby Jessica, who on October 14th, 1987, fell into an abandoned well in her aunt's backyard in Midland, Texas. Rescuers, mostly volunteers, many of them laid off oil workers, worked for 58 hours nonstop to free Baby Jessica from the 8-inch well, the well casing, 22 feet below the surface of the earth, by drilling another shaft parallel to the well, then drilling a tunnel over to where she was. For nearly 2.5 days, 18-month-old Jessica lay trapped with a broken arm, beaten and battered, but still alive. She cried, moaned, and sang nursery rhymes until her rescue. She lost her small toe and on her right foot and underwent 15 surgeries in all to treat her for her complications from being trapped without food and water for 3 days. And fortunately, thank God, she had a full recovery.
Amen.
She married Daniel Morales in 2006 at a Church of Christ in No Trees, Texas, just outside of Midland, and has two children.
Amen.
And except for a prominent scar on her forehead, she has no memory of the ordeal. But her ordeal is etched indelibly, like the scar on her forehead, into the memories of countless of people around the world. So in other words, Lord, I praise you because you lifted me up out of my hopeless situation, out of my addiction, out of my sickness, out of my deepest, darkest depression, out of my brokenness, out of my hopelessness. And I still have some scars, but you rescued me. And I just want to say thank you, Lord. In verse number 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. In verse number 4, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Yeah.
David said it like this in Psalms 40, starting at verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings.
Amen.
He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God.
Yeah.
Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
Amen.
In verse number 5, it says, for his anger endured but for a moment, and his favor is life.
Amen.
Why is God angry? The Bible says in Psalm 7 and verse 11, God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. It is sin that grieves the heart of God and causes our lives to go haywire. But he doesn't want to throw us away. In his favor, his love, his favor is always available. The Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When we finally realize that we're not all that,
right.
When we stop believing our own hype, We come to a point where we see that we are nothing without God and that we are spiritually bankrupt. So only when we see our sins as God sees them, then and only then can we be reconciled unto him.
Amen.
Jesus said in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse number 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The Bible also says godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. In 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and verse number 10. So back to verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. David said in Psalms 51 and the 8th verse, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. In the 12th verse, he says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. In Psalms 126 and verse number 5, the Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. As I close, I want you to know that mourning can start right now.
Amen.
Peter said, we also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, until the day star arise in your hearts, in 2 Peter, the 1st chapter, verse number 19. In Revelations, the 22nd chapter, verse number 16, the Bible says, I, Jesus, have set mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Your new day, your joyful morning starts with Jesus.
Amen.
And hopefully one day we will hear our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ say unto us, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Thank you.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust
the sweetest frame,
but wholly lean
on Jesus' name.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
And the church said, amen. Ooh, I could just sit down, couldn't I? That's probably what you want me to do, huh? My brother Johnny, well, you had tears in my eyes. The joy of the Lord. And he just tied right into my lesson just for a moment. My word is sing. The word is sing. God obviously loves singing. If you read the Bible, he obviously looked 162 times in the Old Testament, the word singing. Love, the word sing is in the Bible. 162 times, 15 times in the New Testament, 70 times in the Book of Psalms. The word singing 16 times in the Bible. The word sang 17 times in the Bible. Moses sang, Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The house and its rider has hurled into the sea. Moses sung to God. So when we sing songs, who are we singing to?
God.
We're not singing to ourselves. I know the songs engage us, they edify us, they make us feel good, but guess what? God loves our singing. David loved singing. Psalms 30, verse 4, Brother Johnny was in some of my scriptures. Sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name. As we sing, we're singing songs to God. Solomon loved to sing. Solomon wrote the Bible says 105 songs in 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 32. He also spoke 33,000 proverbs, and songs were 1,005. Songs of joy, Psalms 102. Serve the Lord with gladness. come before him with joyful singing. God loves joyful singing, singing with emotion. And God gave us these emotions, and he wants to hear them when we sing. You don't have to always sing when you're joyful. God likes us to sing even when we're sad. Songs of sadness, Lamentations chapter 1 and verse 1. Lamentations, dirge, is a word that talks about songs. How lonely sits the city in verse 1 of Lamentations that was full of people. She has become like a widow. This is when the Egyptian, the children of Israel had been thrown in Babylonian captivity, who was once great among the nation. She who was a princess among the provinces has become a forced laborer. But the Bible still says they sung songs, even of sadness. Psalms 47 and verse 6, sing praises to God. Sing praises, it says again, sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is King of all the earth. Sing praises with a skillful song, the scriptures say. Words of life, words of life. You know the song? Sing them over again to me, oh wonderful words of life. Some of you know it. Me more of their beauty see, oh wonderful words of life. Yes, oh words of life. Yes, give me faith and do. Beautiful words, oh wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, oh wonderful words of life. We sing with our lips. The scripture even attests to the same. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Through him then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. Yes, even, notice this, God likes us to sing even when we're tired. God still, like, I know some of you on Sunday nights, I kind of lost my voice a little bit earlier today. And you know, some of you in here right now, you are tired. But you know what the Bible says? It's a sacrifice of praise to God. Well, God knows when we're tired, but when we're tired and singing to God, the Bible says he loves it. That is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. You know what? I thank God I can be tired. Amen, somebody. I thank God that when I'm tired, I can thank God that he's taken me through some things. I might have gone through some trials, but the Bible says it gives God glory when we sing through a sacrifice of praise. Anybody tired tonight? Oh, you know, I know you're tired. Yeah, we got some folks that's tired tonight. But God loves it when we sing praises to his holy name. Well, Johnny just talked about joy. And see, some of us, see, we waiting on something to happen to make us have some joy. We waiting on something to happen so we can feel good, so we can sing. You know, and then if you just check yourself every now and then, see, most of us have what we call a song. You know, we riding in our car, and don't care what kind of mood we're in, when that song comes on, whoa, that's my song. And a lot of us will get in the spirit because our song is on. And it could be any kind of song, but it rejuvenates us. And I don't know God and all of his wisdom as he's given us singing, because, you know, even when you come in inside, Vincent was singing some songs. Well, you know, tonight before worship service started, Levi was over there, he's singing them old songs. And when you sing, I'll Fly Away. When you sing the old Rugged Cross, you sing When We All Get to Heaven, and when we sing songs that revive us, when we sing I Got the Joy, Joy, Joy. Well, brother Jamarge Hamilton sings a song, Let the Spirit of the Lord, let it rise, rise. Y'all know this? Let the Spirit of the Lord, let it rise, rise. Let the praises of our King, let it rise, rise. Let it rise. Come on and let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, we can do better than that. Come on, let's sing it now. Let the spirit of the Lord, let it rise, rise. Ooh, let the spirit of the Lord, let it rise, rise. Let the praises of our King, let it rise, rise. Let it rise. Come on, let it rise. Ooh, ooh, let it rise. I want to challenge us. I want to challenge us as we go through our daily lives, as we go through our weeks, as we go through our months, as we go through our years. Let us learn the value of singing praises to God. You know, sometimes when I'm in a tough mood, I hum songs all the time. I hum songs. Sometimes I have to hum a spiritual song. The Bible says we sing songs, but not any kind of song. We sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sometimes I have to sing and hum a spiritual song to get the devil's song out of my heart. Because the devil got a whole lot of songs. And you know what? A lot of the devil's songs have some good tunes, even when the words are bad. And they stay in our head. And I have to hum, oh, yes, Jesus loves me, to get some of that foolishness out of my mind. One of the things that singing can do for us when we're in bad spirits. I was at Oklahoma Christian last week speaking. And they had a booth, and it was a booth that was all a cappella singing. And I was looking on the table to try to find some spiritual music to listen to, because, you know, the devil's music is always on. And I found two CDs, and those CDs blessed me this week. They blessed me this week as I was just listening to some beautiful songs, Glorify the Lord, a song that Brother Jasper McElroy sings all the time, came. Other songs that were just putting me in the spirit as I should be all the time. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. When we coming in the Lord's house, let's get our minds to be in the spirit of God, that we can stay in love and fall in love with God every time we are together, and even when we are not together. And so we sing the song, I keep falling in love over, yes, and over and over. Oh, I keep falling with him over and over. Yes, over and over again. And he gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my God and I keep falling him over and over, over and over again. If you are here tonight, if you are here tonight and you're not a child of God, we are in hopes. We are truly in hopes that as we go through this revival, it will remind those of us that are already Christians what we have in Christ Jesus, what God provides us, how he motivates us, how we have such wonderful blessings in the Lord. And we hope those who are not in the body of Christ, you will see that this is the best life you can live on this earth. And it's the only life that's going to get you from earth to glory. You come to the Lord by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And if you believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Hebrews 11, 6. If you're willing to repent of your sins, Luke 13, 3 and 5. To confess Christ with your mouth, what your heart believe, Romans 10, 9 and 10. Matthew 10, 32. Be baptized in water for the forgiveness of all of your sins. God will revive you. He'll give you a gift called the Holy Spirit, and is with you the rest of your life. And when you have the Holy Spirit in you, it will make you sing songs of joy to him. Anybody needs some joy? It's only in the Lord. The kind of joy that really lasts is only in the Lord. Anybody got a song in their heart? Sing it to the Lord so he can bless you even more. Won't you come as we stand and sing the song of invitation? God is good.
Oh, do not let the world depart
and close thine
eyes against the light.
Poor sinner,
harden not your heart.